Alaska Bear Fest celebration is July 23rd to the 27th, with the marathon being on the last day on the 27th. And it's usually that last week of July, full week of July every year. Our second request is several months ago, we had sent a letter to the commissioner and to the Las Marinas Highway System, potentially requesting a ferry on its way to Ketchikan for layup and dry dock, that it could potentially be part of the Southeast Conference annual meeting, which is tentatively scheduled for Wrangell. So I'm throwing that out there again, that it might be used for 3 nights anyway to during that annual conference.
My name is Marilyn Manish-Nucci, and I'd like to thank you once again for giving us an opportunity to express our opinion on how to make the ferry system work better for all of us. I know how important the ferries are to families and to the school system. If you remove more ferries from the schedule in the winter, this will create a hardship on families who travel at a reasonable rate and the schools. If the schedule is changed very much, the kids will be out of school too much or will have to fly. The important thing to remember is the Alaska Marine Highway is our highway. When those of you that are on a road system get in your cars and drive to another town, that is what we are doing when we ride the ferry. It is very important to the people of Southeast. That is why it was started. Number two, as a person that runs the Petersburg Visitor Information Center, I know that tourists are using the ferry starting in April through October to travel in Southeast. We need two ships running out of Prince Rupert, and it needs to start before, I think, even before in May.
Yeah, this is Jamie Cabral, the Activities Director of Petersburg High School. I know with our new classifications coming up with this year with new schools that are going to be moving around, the state's going to be reclassifying all the schools throughout the state, and that might change some of the conference mix-ups. And right now with us being the only one with Sitka and Edgecombe in a conference, going north is causing us to miss about six straight days of school. So we are unfortunately looking at flying a lot more and not using the Marine Highway System just because of days out of school. And I know talking with some other school districts, we are choosing not to attend some region events just because of the length of time away and of course the budget cuts and not being able to fly.
So this is Senator Chittick, the mayor of Cake. And the only comment I have is that, you know, from September to the end of October, we got 10 days in between coming home, going up to Juneau, and then coming home once every 10 days. And this is a time of the year our people finish up their summer and trying to get up to Juneau to do some school shopping, but they end up spending all their money on the hotels and waiting for the next ferry to get home.
Yes, this is Marlene Campbell from Sitting Borough Sitka. You would be surprised if we didn't have comments, and we do. The first is to thank both DOT and Marine Transportation Board for meeting in Sitka on August 30th. That was really neat. However, this is the rest of the story, and I know everybody's going to tune me out at this point. So before you do, just think if your community had only one southbound per week in the months of May and June, and only one southbound and only one northbound the last 2 weeks of September. I strongly concur with the comments from the gentleman in Cake about one northbound and one southbound per week, period. And that causes Sitka, a town of 8,500, the same problems that it causes Cake. Basically, the system becomes unusable. And that last 2 weeks of September are just shocking.
This is Alberta, and I work with the senior citizens at the senior center with the lunch program, and I've noticed that at the beginning of the year or at the beginning of the month, a lot of our senior citizens are going in to do their shopping, and I want to say that this is really helpful for our community, because they're able to do that. They're able to take off and do their shopping for whatever they need here. So I'm just making a statement that we do appreciate what we're getting here. As you all know, there are cutbacks everywhere, and search is cutting back a lot. The weather is going to start getting bad, and we're sometimes not able to get a plane here or even a helicopter because of the fog.
Hi, this is Lee Parker. Just want to remind you, Gary, that we also have that event next summer that we want to be on your schedule for, June 27th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 100th Centennial Celebration for Gustavus.